My dear friends in Christ, we are always sad when a parishioner, a relative, a loved one passes away. But we are also very consoled by the truths of our faith. The beautiful Requiem Mass reminds us of the future life and that life does not end with the grave. But in reality, we could say that true life begins in eternity. One of the doctrines of the Catholic Church that is greatly misunderstood is that of purgatory. Purgatory is a place of purification and preparation. We think of all of those who die every year in the friendship of God will be in heaven with him one day, but not all are ready to be admitted right away to his presence. We have to be purified. God, who is all holy, cannot be joined with a human being in glory who has yet to be completely purified. And so there is a place called purgatory, which is a place of purgation, purification, preparation to be admitted into the beatific vision. That is why we have prayers for the faithful departed. We know not whether someone who has departed is yet in God's presence or is still being purified and therefore in need of our prayers. Judith is certainly one, for those who knew her, for whom the most important thing in life was her Catholic faith. Her faith, very strong. Judith was also a very joyful person. I think it's very appropriate that the family has on the flyer here her favorite prayers. We have the Memorare, the Salve Regina, the Rosary, the Angel of God prayer, and the Angelus. But then on the bottom of the second page of the inside of this flyer is a quotation from Psalm 118. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And I say that's very appropriate because she had that as her signature on emails. Every time I would share emails with Judith, she always had that under her name, that quotation, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. The church also uses that verse, especially during the Easter season, as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. And as we lay to rest our dear parishioner, Judith Sanchez, let us also remember the providence and the government of the world by Almighty God. We know that God is the creator, but he's not just the creator. He is also the preserver of our lives and lovingly watches over us. And so we use the term divine providence. And what that means is that nothing happens in our life by accident. Everything happens for a purpose. Our parishioners know that one of my favorite quotations from Scripture that I like to quote is from the Epistle of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, where he says, "For those who love God, all things work together unto good." That's an important verse from Scripture to remember. For those who love God, all things work together unto good. Even the things that are sorrowful, even the trials of life, all things work together unto good. So let us remember that God, as the loving Father, providently watches over our lives and allows everything that happens, even the sorrows. We don't like to suffer, and we don't like to see a loved one suffer. But then we also realize that even suffering has a role, has a purpose in God's plan. After all, we think of our Redeemer and how he suffered for love of us. And I mentioned earlier about purgatory. Sometimes God allows those he loves to go through an illness, as Judith did, and to suffer, so that by bearing that trial, they have their purgatory in this world rather than in the next, and are more quickly admitted to the beatific vision. So again, all things for those who love God work together unto good. Our loving Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier watches over us and loves us and allows everything that takes place in our lives. Let us accept his holy will. Let us conform our wills to God's will. And let us especially look forward to being together with him and with our loved ones one day for all eternity in heaven. Eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon her. May her soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.